Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Check-In. First, thank you for tuning in. It's the 50th episode. Thank you for all your support and input over these 50 episodes, and we look forward to giving you at least 50 more. So today, we're taking a deep dive look into breast cancer screening, and this is one of the three that we've been covering in a series. And if you want to see the original opening episode, please click the QR code that gives an overview of what we're trying to accomplish. So a lot happening in breast cancer screening, and we need to really have experts with us here to help. And I'm excited to have joining me today, as always, we have Dr. Ankita Sagar, who is the System Vice President and Associate Professor at Creighton University. And new today, joining us is Dr. Jessica Crowley, Medical Oncologist and co-lead of the OCI Breast Cancer Council at CHI St. Joseph's. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Great. All right, we're going to get right into this. Dr. Sagar, as we've been talking about in each one of these episodes, this is always a dynamic field. Who we screen, how we screen is constantly changing. We are focused in on risk stratification as the screening guideline for us. Talk to us about breast cancer.
Yes. So when it comes to breast cancer, we specifically want to think about individual risk. And we can either use the USPSTF guidelines that say for average risk persons, this is what you should do. Or we can use the NCCN guidelines that say if somebody's above average risk, here's our recommendation. What we've done for our health system is really pair them up together so that we ask our primary care teams to first risk stratify the patients and then follow the guideline that would be appropriate.
Got it. Perfect. So Dr. Crowley, help me just think broadly, what makes up average and high risk? And I know there's a lot of hereditary conversations in here and personal risk, but it's a lot of territory to cover. But if you can give us a quick overview.
I always think it's simplest to start with the high risk patients. The biggest risk factors are mostly familial, either breast cancer or ovarian, peritoneal, tubal cancers. And in those patients, the younger the age, premenopausal breast cancer, male breast cancer, or having multiple relatives affected amps up the risk level. Some of our patients today come to us with known hereditary mutations. They've completed testing and know that they have a BRCA, CHK2, or PALB2 risk. That's uncommon, but when they do, these patients certainly fit into the high-risk screening algorithm. The last piece are patients of Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry. Because of the higher rate of BRCA positivity, these patients all meet criteria for consideration of high-risk screening.
So, you know, so basically we're trying to say there's these pretty relatively, I guess rare is not the right word, but infrequent high-risk folks that come in with a defined hereditary, and that's going to put them in that category. And then there's other factors, you know, exposures and things that I know you and I talked about earlier that might bump you into that high-risk category.
Right. So many women also have history of benign breast lesions, such as ALH, LCIS, or ADH. And women with those benign entities are at an increased risk of developing invasive breast cancer and can be followed according to an intermediate risk algorithm. And depending on their family history, that may increase or decrease their overall risk level. The other category of patients that I think it's important to remember are lymphoma survivors or anyone, any females who received thoracic radiation in their teens and 20s, and we should begin screening them with high-risk MRI 8 years after that exposure.
Got it. So we define these high-risk folks, and I think now the question is, well, what does that mean in terms of screening?
So for those patients, we typically do a yearly MRI of the breasts in addition to their yearly mammogram. And we try to alternate those every 6 months so that they're getting one imaging modality or the other.
Wow. Okay. So that could be a lot. And, you know, Ankita, you and I were talking about as a primary care, you know, provider, you have to partner with the specialists in this space and help your patients kind of navigate this really what can be a lot of screening.
Sure, absolutely. I think you've hit the nail when we say it is a partnership and a collaboration between the primary care team as well as specialties, and radiology is included in that to say, as primary care, we have identified somebody that may be at above average risk. I'm going to warm hand off this person to somebody who does focus on the above average risk
Yeah, it's definitely a partnership. Let's quickly touch on a very common topic, which is high density breast tissue and how that might, interfere with or confuse things. Dr. Crowley, can you give us a quick update on that?
Yes, for patients who are receiving routine screening mammography and have category C or D breast density, either heterogeneously dense breasts or extremely dense breasts, we know that mammography sensitivity decreases, and in those patients, an MRI yearly may also help improve the cancer detection rate.
Got it. All right. Well, a lot of information here, and I'm often concerned as being a primary care provider that we can overwhelm our providers with all the different changes in cancer screening. So Ankita, that's your job to help us out. What are you thinking in terms of simplifying our lives a little?
Yeah, I think it's a really important question because we are lucky to have a great IT team and an informatics team that's already doing a lot of work in this space. They're using the EHR as a tool to say these patients are either due for screening, please be aware, or B, this patient may have a higher risk and should be screened differently, and that this is the recommendation. So I think that work is underway, and we're hoping it's going to be scaled up fairly quickly.
Great. Well, great conversation. Always interesting, dynamic space and cancer screening. So thank you both for joining me today. Well, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you in 2 weeks at the next 5-Minute Check-In.